Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Daytona Beach International Airport, offering new nonstop service to New York City and Boston, Massachusetts, beginning December 4th. Daytona Beach International Airport features convenient access to the terminal, easy and close parking, and more. Details at flydab.com.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The Spotlight is on now. Once upon a time, back in the 1930s, Eatonville's own world-renowned writer and anthropologist Zora Neale Hurston staged a play centered on Black folklore at Rollins College in Winter Park. Hurston had friends among the professors, but that wasn't enough to get her work on stage at the Annie Russell Theater. She had to produce her show in the Rec Hall instead, and for an all-white audience. Fast forward to today, and a play about the makings of that play is about to hit the very stage Hurston was denied. Let the People Sing is a documentary drama based on the few historical records, letters, and playbills found in Rollins' archives. It was co-written by theater program director Marianne DeQuatro and four students. Connor Chumley is one of the student writers.
This was a really great way to learn about history, especially Black history, and a story that needs to be told. And I feel like what this also does is that it definitely speaks up for Black voices, and that it really showcases a lot of our students of color in our department. It feels really important.
DeQuatro sets the scene for the first student-written play ever to be presented as part of the Annie Russell's main stage season.
You know, the show is set in 1932 and 1933 at Rollins College, but it also takes us to the past as Zora tells her story and how she came to be a Black writer, theater maker, anthropologist, folklorist, and have this friendship with these professors at Rollins College and bringing a show to Rollins College in Winter Park. And so it's not the case that you couldn't have an integrated audience in the Annie Russell. You couldn't have an integrated audience anywhere in Winter Park at this time. And our show is an examination of that politics and those structures of racism, but then the hopefulness of the relationships she formed with those professors. And we look at the moment and we use a little bit of Zora's spirit to imagine what would have been possible if integration was possible, which we know it wasn't at that time at Rollins on the campus at all, full stop.
So she was allowed to hold the show in the Rec Hall. Did that show happen?
Yeah, that show happened in late January of 1933. She came back a year later with a second show. And so it was a huge success, but it could only happen for an all-white audience. And Hamilton Holt even cautioned, make sure you don't advertise it too far. Just keep this within the campus community. And we look at those letters and interoffice memos that are left behind. And we imagine we fill in the gaps of what was left in that history. And so we have these programs, we can see what was happening. We have a few reviews in the newspaper.
There are elements of this that challenge the audience to ask themselves perhaps uncomfortable questions. Tell me why a work like this is important right now.
When we were looking at what kind of work to produce in this season, we knew we wanted to give our students a chance to produce a work of documentary drama. And so as I was reading documentary dramas, and they're all about important moments in history, but that took place somewhere else. Things like the Laramie Project, right? Which has had an incredible impact on the world and has changed a lot of attitudes towards hate crimes and violence against people with different identities. And I just thought, well, probably the work that would have the most impact for our students would be something about our location, our place. And I had known about this story about Zora Neale Hurston and this performance at Rollins because of the long partnership Rollins College has had with Preserve Eatonville and the Zora Neale Hurston, the Zora Festival in Eatonville. So I had heard this story a few times told to me by different people. And I had read the letters between Zora and Edwin Osgood Grover and Bob Wunsch. And I thought, well, that might make an excellent piece of theater to use the resources of historical research and the skills that our students are gaining as part of a liberal arts education in order to look at how barriers, both of representation, what can be shown on stage, and barriers to who can be in the audience limit creative potential and limit our ability to act to have a stronger community and a more equitable and just society. If you can keep people apart, you can keep them from understanding that we share much more than we have differences. Like, we have so much more in common. And I think that's a story that we need today more than ever in a highly polarized political moment, that we need a chance to come together to hear the people sing. I love the title of this show. We need the chance to sing along. And I love what our director, Elizabeth Bell Haynes, has done with the script that we've given them, which is that it actually invites the audience to join the song. Because if you open your voice and sing with others, you make yourself vulnerable, but you also direct yourself towards the same goal, which is community and to creating something new. So I thought it could be both a moment of challenge to consider what we're doing and whether we are overemphasizing our differences, most likely out of fear, and how could we instead reorient ourselves towards community and towards trying to understand each other. So that was my impetus behind bringing it forward as an idea and inviting student collaborators to come alongside as full co-authors. That was why I thought it was important.
What would you like people to take away from this play?
I would love people to take away interest in examining moments in our shared history as Americans, both in Florida and across the nation. I think what the play offers is a story of a particular school at a particular time, but at the same time, it's any college, it's any theater. And so it's also meant to be played anywhere. If you put it in Milwaukee, you can ask the same questions about who wasn't allowed on this stage, or who do we still not allow on this stage? What do we see as valuable, and what do we see as potential trouble? And in what ways are we closing ourselves off to moments of shared creativity if we do lean into fear instead of to trust? And that's what I hope people take away is an increased sense of trust in the power of our shared culture and the sharing of culture. That's one thing the play really does, is it offers, it shares.
What does it feel like to bring this specific show to the Annie Russell stage?
I keep crying. I'll tell you, Nicole, I cry. There are moments that are staged that are meant to make you see the theater, to see that this is the Annie Russell. You're in the place that they're talking about, and you are seeing people entering the theater who only 95 years ago were not allowed to be on this stage or to be in this space after sundown. And so there are these moments of deep regret and pain for the past, and then joy because you see both present and past in the moment, and you see it staged through singing, inviting you to lift every voice and sing in this moment. And so it's a weighty story, but it's very moving to see it staged in the Annie Russell Theater. And that's what will always stand out for this first production of this show, that it was in that space. And it's beautiful.
That was Rollins College Theater Director Marianne DeQuatro. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.